Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our call. I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind putting your phone on mute so we could have a smoother call. So I'll give everyone a moment to mute their phone. Awesome, thank you. I'm still hearing some background noise, lady. Is your phone on mute?
We're both on mute.
Okay. Now, perfect. Well, welcome to our 5-week teleseries, Bloom Into Your Abundance, The Art of Will Manifesting. Tonight's week 3, and we're going to talk about sharing your creative talents in the world. So, as usual, we're just going to start with a short grounding to just have this time to connect to ourselves and one another and open the space to receive tonight's call. So I'm just going to invite you to take a few nice deep breaths. And if you were doing any rushing around, just allowing everything to stop. And taking this moment to really be present and fully here. Fully here on Thursday evening at 7:08 p.m. And just allowing yourself to hear the meditation that we've been using. All about opening to receive. So I take a deep breath in. I relax my body. Letting my breathing open up areas of my body that have been closed. I feel myself growing more peaceful within. My mind is clear and alert. I am at peace with myself and the world. I put my hand on my heart and say to myself, I open to receive my higher good. I open to receive light. Letting my heart center fill with my soul's light. I draw more and more light to me. I bring light into my cells and body. I open to receive joy. I fill myself with my soul's joy. I open to receive peace. I know my soul's serenity. I open to receive abundance. I accept my abundance. I now allow abundance into every area of my life. I think of an area I would like to receive more abundance in. And as I think of it, I feel my soul's presence all around me. I think of something I want to draw into my life right now. I open to receive this or even better into my life. I picture this coming easily, effortlessly, and joyfully into my life. I am now magnetic to this. I believe I deserve to have it. I now allow this or even better into my life. I give thanks to the universe in advance for receiving it. I think of some of the things I've already opened to receive. And as I do, I acknowledge my ability to receive. I open to receive all the gifts my soul has to send me. I deserve to have a good life, a joyful life, a life that works for me. I open to receive love from everyone and everywhere in the universe, including all the women on this call, Alana, Sonia, Randy, Shia Prince, and Reverend Divine, and Khadija. Welcome to the call, ladies. So we're just going to start with our spontaneous, you know, sharing. And the first question is, today I'm feeling, and we'll go Sonia, Randy, Alana, Shia.
Okay, today I'm feeling sexy.
Thank you. Randy.
Today I am feeling grateful.
Alana.
Today I'm feeling solid.
Shia.
Today I'm feeling overwhelmed.
Thank you. The thing that has me feeling that way is, and we'll go Sonia, Randy, Alana, Shia.
I got some good news the other day on something with business, and it was a big relief. Basically, I'll say my home modification went through. And so now that that's been lifted, I feel sexy because, like, now I can focus on, I mean, it's just natural that I'm feeling sexy now because I'm not feeling worried.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank
Randy.
You.
I'm feeling grateful because I had a really good night's sleep last night. Like 9 hours I slept without waking up, and I felt really good. And I also changed my mind about doing something today that would have just made me feel way overbooked, and I'm really making a decision to take better care of myself and not overbook my day. So I'm grateful that I said no and I was more relaxed.
Beautiful. Alana.
I feel like something shifted and I have a different perspective.
Beautiful. Shia.
Would you repeat the question?
Sure. The thing that has you feeling overwhelmed is?
Oh. Just packing and getting ready to go to San Jose with my partner and just not knowing and then also preparing for a Airbnb, and it's just, yeah, that's what's got me overwhelmed.
Thank you, Shia. Okay, so last week we talked a little bit about the goddess quality, the essence quality, the higher love quality you want to express through the thing you're trying to manifest. And so what's one thing you did this week to express that goddess quality? So, like, for example, Alana says you want to be more open, and Sonia, you mentioned things like peace of mind. So what's one thing you did to express that quality? And we'll do it in the same order. Sonia, Randy, Alana, Shia.
I slept in a lot more, like, almost every day. And it's almost like what I didn't do. And I didn't do too much. So I pared back my schedule, and it felt really serene, like I had more time by paring back.
Beautiful. Randy.
You know, I have to just chime in and just agree with, I had a similar experience with Sonia, and I, just being aware of my time and not rushing so much and giving myself the time to, you know, be more present and to take better care of myself and to allow myself to, take better care of myself. And it's interesting because I'm feeling more confident as a result. It's interesting.
I love that.
That's
awesome. Alana.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. Well, I was more open with people about this pleasure, actually. I tend to think, what's the point of letting people know? Just say hello and walk on by or whatever. And this week, I decided to let somebody know I wasn't happy about not receiving a check and to quit working for them. I didn't say that part to them, but I said it to myself. And that sort of freed me up. I felt better about, I don't need this job. And also something with, a neighbor that tends to stand out in the courtyard and talk about everybody, but including me, people, you know, they decide who they don't like and stuff. And so I just walked past her when I saw her. And as I was walking away, she said something to me. She said, "How are you?" And I said, "Fine," and kept walking. And I felt better than somehow validating, you know, we're all going to pretend and sweep under the rug. It's like, I don't have to speak to her. I'm not even angry with her now. I just feel better. I thought, great. I don't have to pretend to like people. And I don't have to dislike them either. But I certainly, I don't know, there was something freeing about it. And I just live here. I'm not related to these people. So that was something interesting for me. So, anyway.
Thank you, Alana. Shia.
So what did I do this week to
One of the qualities you mentioned last week was you wanted that sense of completion. Like, you know, the thing you want to manifest is more money over the next 5 weeks, and that it'll give you a sense of completion. And was there anything that you did this week that helped support that?
I heard from the people that are the business funders, and so now I'm getting ready to take it to the next step and send back in information, and then they'll send me an application. And so that feels like a good step. And then I also spoke with someone that is potentially a business partner in the Senior Women Happy Therapy, Silver Women Happy Therapy. So those two things are good. And then I made a date for the sex class, and that's going to be November 7th. And so those things, I would say.
Shia, that's so awesome. And I just want to say that you, one of the things that you said was like, you know, putting the pieces together, connecting the dots. And you know, you are connecting the dots, and sometimes it's hard to see, but if you actually write them down, like, you're doing a lot of the next steps.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Okay, next question. What's a creative talent I have that I want to share more? Sonia, Randy, Alana, Shia.
Okay, it's kind of hard to say, but I'm just going to kind of say it. Like, I am an inventor because I have an invention that I created, like, decades ago. And they're doing the homework on the first week about what are your talents or skills or ways to earn money. Then I remembered, and I had forgotten for quite some time. And my creative juices on that just got all, like, happy and excited about making a prototype. And I'm sorry, I forgot what the question was.
Yeah, just you're answering it. What's a creative talent that you want to share more?
Oh, it's just a particular invention is what it is.
That's awesome. And I love that it was uncovered in that first week. You're like, oh, yeah. So you get to, like, thank yourself for following this journey. And, like, you're putting attention here. And, like, there's all this stuff that you already have. You don't even have to go far. You're like, wait, I had this invention from way back when. And I want to take it off the shelf. So,
yeah, it was literally when my daughter was a baby, and I had did some research and got a patent attorney, and then I just kind of, it was such a different time, like 25 years ago, and there wasn't the internet and everything, and now you can even, I didn't end up going through with it because it was, you know, kind of expensive, but the prototype wouldn't cost me but $20-$25. And now I could even do a PowerPoint presentation. Like, I just got so excited. And those things, I did not even have a computer, you know, 25 years ago.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my, I just got really, you know, jazzed up about it. And that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Sonia. Randy.
Oh, you know, I think I'd like to use my singing more, creative talent of singing and songwriting.
Awesome. And I just want to say that the more you keep saying that, it just, you say it with more clarity and focus, and you're just telling the universe, yeah, this is how I want to express myself. And
really?
Powerful. Alana.
Thank you.
I'm not sure. A lot
okay.
of things came to mind, but I'm already doing them all, so I'm not sure.
That's
it will be revealed.
It will be,
by the end of this
revealed.
This phone conversation, I'll think of something. But
well, it's interesting that you said that's a place, A, to acknowledge and to be grateful for, that you are already expressing your creative talent. And maybe there's another layer within the creative talents that you're already expressing to that wants to open up. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
How about you, Shia?
I think a talent I'd like to use more is the natural ability to speak up more, to talk more, to think more in terms of I am the CEO and founder of my company, and to have that mentality more frequently. And also the talent, I consider it a talent that, or it's, you know, in a sense that I love that connection, that alignment, and using it more frequently. Like, for example, I have a great talent of visualization. So seeing what I want to see, seeing the abundance all around me, and in everyday life, thinking more about what I want to see and seeing that vision and keeping it active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I like to use more and do more of.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then this is the last one. It can be the first thing that comes to your mind. It can be one word, and if you've got more than one word, that's totally fine too. But what's some abundance that you've created just in this last week since last Thursday?
Oh, wow. Well, my modification going through. And then I've created more time. It's like that was the one thing I wanted, more time. And with that time, like freedom, like I feel freer with my spirit and my, and well, basically too, you know, a lot of weight was lifted off my shoulders. So I feel like I can just soar. And that's what, at the beginning, 2 weeks ago, I wanted more time and ease and that was, that's the main thing. Like, I was like, how can I create more time? You know, mm-hmm. I'm like, God, okay. And, but it's happened. So I'm glad.
So I have a question for you. So how did you create more time?
I have no idea. I don't know. It was saying no to doing like too much, first of all. And then, so I've been, you know, like sleeping like till even 7 o'clock is really luxurious for me, and doing more work at home. But yet, like, I had a client on Tuesday, and then she needed more work done on Wednesday, and so I said, okay, you know, so I earned, you know, quite a bit, substantially more, and then my client that I see next week, she asked me to come in tomorrow, so, and I have the time to do it. It's like, and it's, it's weird because by having that burden of worry, you know, about the mortgage, the modification, it was draining my energy. And it was like it was taking me 3 times longer to get the same thing done. And then I couldn't sleep well. So I was like tired while I was doing what I was doing. So I don't know, it's the way it's magically worked that I've created more time.
Awesome. And the thing that I just want...
mysterious.
Say that last piece again?
It's mysterious how it worked.
Well, when I asked you how did you create more time, you said, I don't know. And I just want to challenge you and say that you do know and that you were conscious and deliberate. Like, you chose what to say yes to and you chose what to say no to. And you gave yourself permission to practice good self-care. So you absolutely do know, Sonia. And imagine, it's only been 2 weeks that you created what you set out to, or you began to create what you set out to create. So it's important to acknowledge yourself. I think that as women, like, it's so oftentimes you'll hear women say, I don't know. And it's like, no, yeah, you do. You do know. And so keep honoring the voice that knows. I do know what I need. I do know how to create more time. I do know how to put this invention out.
So the mysterious part of it is that I think one of the key elements or to the puzzle is that I became conscious of what I really wanted, which was more time. And then it created its way to me also.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And Brandy.
I'm unmuting. I created more awareness of how I spend my time. And I also created a couple of, actually, you know, more income from a party I'm going to work this weekend at a studio being a psychic at a party, and I haven't done that in a long time, so that's something I really enjoy doing. So that's going to be fun to do. I created more, yeah, awareness of how I'm spending my time, and also it's okay, and letting myself say no too, and paying more attention to what I really would like. Mm-hmm. So
awesome. And I just, this is so good. I mean, yeah. I'm hearing both you, Randy and Sonia, like just the level of consciousness of the piece of like, oh, I decided what I want. And once I decided what I want, things opened up. And so I just want to acknowledge that you're doing the work. You're clarifying your desires.
Oh, yeah. So,
beautiful.
Yes.
Alana. What abundance did you create this last week?
Well, part of it was just sort of a peaceful kind of not getting into the future. But I think mostly there was a psychological movement that, in not in, you know, knowing that people, you know, when I'm in this situation and I with these people that behave a certain way, and it's uncomfortable, and I've not done anything about it, but somehow this week with the way I behaved, it was like I pushed it back. It's out of my space or psychological space. It's like, go away. You know what I mean? It's like, that isn't how I behave. That isn't appropriate. And I don't want to pretend it is anymore. I don't want to pretend nothing's happening anymore. And so there was something about just stopping, just walking past this person that changed something for me. It was like, all of this sort of fell away, and I thought, I'm not involved with them anymore. You know, I just live here. And I've seen them, but there was a sort of a kingpin of a logjam psychologically for me that, you know, you grow up a certain way and you learn manners. And it's like when people are rude, it's not just their rudeness that makes you angry. It's that they're forcing you to be rude back. And so I felt like I'm not being rude by not speaking. I'm just not engaging in behavior that's draining to me, that's sort of psychologically draining. And I can't explain the whole dynamic, but somehow it was just like, I'm moving this out of the way now. And I don't know how I did it. I don't know if it'll stay moved out of the way, but it's like gone for now. And so that was good. And part of it might have had to do with this check. You know, it was a whole thing. And I was asked to do a job. I've been working for somebody that asked me to take a cut in rate, which was fine because the work was fun and it was really easy and I got a good hourly rate. But then they asked me to do a regular job for the same amount of money. And I sort of balked, but I wanted the money. So I took it. I didn't resent doing the job, but I did resent that the check didn't come on time. And so I finally had to say, I don't want to do this anymore. So the day that I decided that, I sent out my resume to, I don't know, maybe 8 people. I called some people. They asked me to send a resume. So 2 of them I knew were going to look at it. And then of the other 6 or 7 that I sent it, 2 got back to me right away and said, we've got it. You know, we're sending it to project managers now. And so I'm going to keep doing that. And as I was looking for a place to write your phone number down, I came across some names and phone numbers of people that I worked for 10 years ago that I can go back to. So it was kind of, there was something opened up with that out of the way kind of things, like, no. And another neighbor that had stopped speaking to me, and I had the feeling it was because of the gossip, because we got along really well, I did talk to this week. I didn't ask what happened, but I may at some point. And, you know, it was just like nothing ever happened. So, you know, it's an odd place to live. And I try to mind my own business because there's some things going on that are not my business that I think are very wrong, but it's not.
But you've moved it out of your psychological space.
Yeah, it's like something happened where I said, no more. We're done
awesome.
With this crap. Yeah, and you guys go have your gaggle of geese over here. It doesn't matter. It is not in my periphery now. It's you know, no. You know, it's like a sweeping motion. It's like, uh-uh. So
awesome,
it's not on
Alana.
The table anymore for me. So at this moment, you know, I don't know. But that's how it feels. It feels very, you know, gone. So
good. So what I heard, too, in that, when you said not getting into the future, is that you're living in the now. You're in the present moment. And so when you're in the present moment, you open the way for abundance. You open the way for inspiration. And so that's a huge piece of what we're doing here. So thank you, Shia. The abundance you created in the last week.
The abundance that I created since last week. Let's see. Well, I think it's abundant that my partner's gonna come and get me because it would just be so difficult to carry all this stuff that I'm carrying. And so, I think that's abundance right there. And awesome. And my credit scores. That's what I had shared on the group to me, that I have something to share, and that is that it feels like a miracle that I've raised my credit scores from like 400 or 500 to like 700, a little over 700. And so I'm really, really thankful, really, really, really thankful for that and really appreciative and proud of myself. So that's what I want to share.
Awesome. That is abundant. You know, it's so funny. You're like, my partner's coming to get me. And I don't know if you guys know that her partner is in Northern California. Like, that's abundant. And to raise your credit score, that's abundance. And you're doing the work and showing up. So we're just going to quickly review. Last week we talked about what would having the thing you're wanting to manifest bring into your life? You know, will having your desire fulfilled bring you more freedom or lightness, peace of mind, happiness, or security? So remember that whatever you think creating more abundance will do for you is the exact goddess quality or essence quality that you need to develop or strengthen so that you become more magnetic to it. So, for example, if you think having your desire fulfilled will bring you more organization, you want to do things in your life now that make you feel organized. If you think that it's going to bring about a sense of completion, then look in your life and see where you can complete cycles now. You know, if you're hoping your desire is going to have you be more open, like what are ways that I can open myself in my life now? Like, can I do something that I haven't done before? So as Alana kind of, you know, when she talked about not getting into the future, which another way is saying being present and being here now, like all we have is now. And so it doesn't mean that you don't want the things you're wanting to create, and it doesn't mean that you stop trying to fulfill them. It simply means that when you're being the quality, with like, if you're being the peace, if you're being the freedom, if you're being the creativity, that you're hoping that external thing will bring to you, like you pose no resistance to it coming. And so I can basically use an example to express this. So I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you really wanted to be in a relationship with someone. You know, and there's this energy where you're chasing them. And then as soon as you stop, like you wanting the relationship to evolve into something more committed, or maybe not even more committed, maybe you're really interested in just spending time with someone. And then as soon as you let go, when you're like, you know, I'm going to stop trying to force this to be a commitment, or I'm going to stop waiting for the person to call, then they call. And so imagine the energy of it just being like, wow, it'd be fun to start dating again, or I would love to be in an intimate connection with someone, and I'm looking forward to doing the dance of relationship, versus, you know, your happiness or your goddess quality being dependent on that person calling you back or loving you, or your happiness or peace being dependent on the desire you want fulfilled. So my invitation is to really get into relationship with your desire. And you all mentioned things that you want to create over the next 5 weeks. And something to consider is, you know, are you being a desperate lover with your desire? Like, are you chasing your desire? Or do you feel grounded and open-hearted and, you know, you're available for the call, but you're not sitting by the phone? So, and also something to think about, it could be that if you've had the experience where you really wanted to be with someone at one point, and then you were no longer with them, and through time you're like, wow, that guy or that woman wasn't the right person for me, and I'm actually glad that it didn't work out. So we have a relationship with our desire, and I'm sure there have been things in your life where you really thought that you wanted, I really want that apartment, and you didn't get the apartment, and then you got a better apartment or house. So if you can kind of be in relationship with your desire and look at it as a relationship, like, wow, am I being a good lover with my desire? Am I expecting too much and not giving enough? So the point that we discussed last week is that the feminine way is to take pleasure from the process, not just the final product. So I heard that in your shares today, you know, like when Sonia says, I gave myself the luxury of more time and being able to sleep in, and Randy saying that, you know, I crossed some things off the list, so I'm not rushing. That's so deeply feminine, and it feels so much more nourishing and loving and supportive than, you know, rushing around and forcing and chasing things to happen. So I just want to pause here for a moment and see if there are any thoughts or reflections on that piece of being in relationship with your desire and imagining that it was a lover, you know? And we don't have to go in that order. Whoever wants to pop in can say something.
Okay, well, I will go. This is Sonia. And, you know, I've been talking about my Mercedes-Benz as symbolic as, well, you know, the main thing was $500,000, but part of that was to buy a Mercedes. And I got my keychain, which feels really sexy, and I just love my keychain. And what's interesting is every week I go, you know, I go to this place, you know, this group thing on Wednesday nights on Van Nuys and Moore Park or Magnolia. And I didn't realize that when I come home, I turn on Burbank, and but I didn't even realize until yesterday that I pass right by a Mercedes dealership. Like every week I go by there and I've never noticed it. Like literally it's on my right there. And yesterday I noticed it and I was like, oh my God, it's like it just appeared. And you know, so I don't know, my relationship with, I'm looking at my notes and I had put, you know, to have peace and joy and time so I can write my book with peace and joy, like peace of mind without, you know, worrying about other things. And so I feel, you know, more peaceful. I'm conjuring that. And just that, like, I'm having joy out of the peace. But I've been thinking, like, you know, if I have my car, like to me, what that's symbolic of the feeling I would like to have is freedom and fun. Like I ultimately I'd like to have fun.
And to me, it's fun when I'm able to have fun without worrying about things, you know, weighing on my mind. And I'm going to say I conjured, you know, I just found out yesterday my kids booked with my sister for Thanksgiving weekend, which my birthday is the day after Thanksgiving, to go and stay at this nice hotel up at the casino that we went there last year too. But my sister has a lot of credits because she lives right by there, by the Chumash Casino. And they got it for two nights, and we're actually going to stay right in Solvang. And I'm like, I mean, I get so much because there's this pool and a jacuzzi, and my favorite thing in the whole wide world is to swim. Mm. And to be in a jacuzzi, I can stay in there for hours and hours and hours. They have to drag me out. So it's like, and I didn't do anything. I didn't lift a finger to create that. Mm. So, I'm, you know, I am feeling joy. I'm feeling joy about that.
Yeah, you know, when we talked about the four steps to a manifesting, like I'm hearing the fourth one of like it's something that you want to create. It turns you on. Think about it. There's a sense of openness and relaxation and detachment that you have. So you're driving down the street and you see the dealership, and so. It sounds like you're in this courting phase with your Mercedes Benz, and you're enjoying the courtship.
I am, yes. I didn't think of it that way, but yeah, it is exactly.
Anybody else? Thoughts or reflections about your relationship with the thing that you were manifesting? Okay.
Well,
I just want to revisit.
Well, excuse me. I was trying to say something, but I couldn't get the mute button off.
Oh, no problem. Please, go ahead.
Okay. So I feel that my relationship is growing, and I feel that it feels good to be overcoming where it was and like, on the way to so much better and even being better right now. It's like, and it feels like my love relationship is a reflection of that because for the first time, I'm open to totally communicating whether something feels good or not. So if I correlate that with the whole abundance relationship, I'm communicating with myself on a more regular basis, like, okay, what can I do to feel better about this? What can I think that's more abundant on a consistent basis rather than like in a relationship sometimes it's like, okay, sometimes I'm going to communicate and sometimes I'm just not or whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if it doesn't feel good, I'm just going to like really relax into the non-feel-good state and just act like that's a part of me and that's a greater part of me than the feel-good state. And so it feels like I'm growing in the fact that when I see that it doesn't feel good, I look for a solution to feel better, and I communicate with myself about it, and I find ways to feel abundant, even if it's just being happy, because happiness is abundance. When I feel sad, I feel like I'm lacking because I'm not feeling good, and when I feel good, I'm expansive, I'm creative, I'm excited, I'm exhilarated. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Shia. This is so good, and the reason why is because since we're going with this whole relationship metaphor, right? And so, you all might be at different places in your relationship with your desire. And so, you know, we're just talking to Sonia and it sounds like she's in the courtship phase, right? And so for anyone that's been in a relationship, like you're not 100% of time in courtship, right? You're not, like there are different aspects of
right.
the relationship. But it's interesting. So it's like because she's in that like feeling good place, you know, it's much easier to communicate from that place. And so what I heard in you, like just even when you were sharing earlier about like you've done all these responsible things, like you've sent your application in, you've got your credit report, you've improved your score. You have a date for the class that you're going to do. Like, this is like the background. Like, right, what part of our work here, even though we're talking about the feminine way to create, it's the integration of the feminine and the masculine, right? So you've got, like, that solar energy stuff in place so that you can feel more relaxed. Like Sonia was saying, that once she was able to handle some key things, and there was an opening for her. And so I'm hearing you handling some key things, connecting the dots, so that you have a solid relationship.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like when you give your partner a gift, or when you do some of the languages of love, like if they like to receive cards or little notes of endearment. And so in the abundance relationship, just really acknowledging ourselves for the good things we're doing, and then taking one step at a time to do better and better, but really, really letting ourselves feel loved in the process.
Exactly. And this is why it's so good to be in community. Like, as you're going through the 5 weeks, it's like, oh, you get to think about and design the type of relationship you want. So I'm hearing, you know, I want fun without worry. I want peace of mind. I want freedom. I want or order, you know, like Shia, the things that you're talking about, you're establishing order. So it's like these are all the ingredients that you get to add to your relationship with anything, whether it's with your partner divine or with your relationship to money or to your business. So
right.
Part of us sharing collectively, it's like, oh yeah, I want that in my suit, you know, because some things are like, for you, it's so easy to be joyous and open hearted and grateful. And like, as you were saying last week, it's like, okay, the places where I want to strengthen are these things, this sense of completion, this sense of order. So it's like you're bringing yourself into balance, which is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Was anyone else wanting to jump in about your relationship to the thing that you were manifesting?
Oh, I will. I can jump in.
Yeah, go for it.
God, if you don't want to echo. You don't want to hear the echo. Yeah, I just listening and being on the call made me realize, too, that I had lunch with somebody today that I have some resistance to, and you know, she's a singer and a songwriter, and she's been supportive, but, you know, I kind of resist her. Anyway, she's been very supportive of me, and then she was giving me such great feedback about what I recorded. And then, you know, it was interesting because she gave me some ideas. And the fact that I spent time with her and was open and, you know, and kind of abundant and an abundant in, you know, spending my time with her. And she reminded me, and I made a phone call today I took action toward my desire to create money and to create money, make a living as a singer and to feel fulfilled and expansive. And I called someone who's, that I've known for many, many years I told him I was really proud of these songs and I really wanted him to hear them. And, you know, just taking the action.
Randy, are you there? Maybe that was her who popped off.
I got kicked off the call now. Okay, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So anyway, that was, I just took action today. That was a big deal. And I had completely forgotten about calling him.
Awesome. You took action. Yeah, so you're in relationship with your desire of singing and being a songwriter. And remember, like, one of the
the steps to manifesting is not only deciding what our desire is, speaking it out loud, but actually taking action, taking steps to bring it forth. But I see all four of them in what you shared, because there isn't this heavy attachment. You're coming from joy, and this is how you want to express yourself. So.
Yeah. And also, thank you. And she also asked me to be in her show. And she also said, well, you know, I can't pay you like Steve paid you, but, you know. And I said, that's fine. I would love to, you know, be in your show if she does a gig, you know. So that was nice that she asked. And so anyway.
Yes, oxytocin breath.
I'm going to try to get back on the call now. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to jump in now.
Please.
One of the things that I was thinking about had been, you know, what prevents me from, you know, living the way I used to live in certain ways. You know, I thought this should be easy. This is not, you know, I didn't set huge goals, and so that's why I had to think about, but what I realized in, you know, what I've been talking about is that it's difficult to be open for me when I feel defensive. So the whole idea of not feeling defensive in my situation was a huge thing for me. It was like, I don't feel defensive. You know, there's a lot of psychological things. The only thing that makes a difference between, you know, earning this amount or that amount or whatever, for me, I don't know how it is for other people, is a psychological freedom and a sense of feeling I have a tribe, I guess, or a family. And so saying... you know, so something shifted, and that's why I said, no, I don't want to defend against this anymore. There's no reason to, and let's just push it aside. And I don't want to ever go back to that sort of whiny, hurt kind of mentality of being hurt by nonsense, you know, other people's nonsense. And to be open to see it and to, you know, just diminish it right away. Just, you know, okay, that's not part of my reality. Goodbye. So instead of that means something about me, or they're behaving that way and it hurts, or can't we all be friends? It's like, because they don't want to be, you know. It's like, that's not how it's operating. And so it was a big deal to me to just say, okay, this is how it's going to, you know, I could see what I needed to do, and I just did it. And I'd probably known it for months and months. But something in me then shifted, and I thought, this should be easy now, because I don't have this burden on my mind of whatever game I was playing with myself, or whether it was real, I don't know. But there's the only thing that keeps us or me from being, you know, Warren Buffett is the psychological blocks that I would have, the lack, you know, and has nothing to do with believing in myself or my worth or anything. It has to do with something I set in the road, or something that's in the road and I need to push it aside or walk around it really quickly. But I tend to stop and play with it and try to figure it out, and how can I make it right, and you know, we should all be liking each other. It's like, I don't like these people. And I finally opened up to that, and I finally said, you know what, I don't have to. And I can't remember.
I have a question for you, Alana.
Yeah.
So the thing you said is, when I feel defensive, I can't be open. And you're absolutely right. can't be defensive and open at the same time. And
right.
So the awesome thing is that there are things that you know that you don't want.
Yeah.
But there are things that you know that you do want. And so all I'm suggesting is that you do your best, and our best changes at any given moment, any given time. But, like, your desire of, like, I want to be more open. Like, what is it that has you feel more open?
Well, sincerity. In somebody said in you know recently in another group, I'm not sure I want a positive outcome. And something went on in my head, and I thought, oh my God. And I realized that a positive outcome isn't that everybody likes everybody. A positive outcome can be, I'm not interested in talking to you anymore because our you know, you don't like me and I can't, you know what I mean? A positive outcome doesn't have to be everything is rote, you know, everybody, and that's what I was thinking that meant. I should like everybody, everybody should like me, and it's like, I don't like
it. Can I stop you for just a moment?
Yeah.
Only because I this is really important, and I want to help you stay focused on the thing that you say that you want, which is to feel more open. And it doesn't have to necessarily do with your neighbors. I mean, it could, but, like, you as a woman, as a person, like, it sounded like a desire that you hold strongly is you want to be more open. And so my question to you is, like, what would that look like for you?
Well, it would look like exactly what's happening now, that
mm-hmm.
I'm behaving sincerely how I feel
mm-hmm.
instead of cowering or pretending or pushing things under the rug. It's just simply, this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you treat me differently or if I see you changing, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, it's just like every relationship working, close relationships, you can't sweep things under the rug. I can't.
Right.
I can't.
So,
yeah.
So sincerity. Sincerity is a key piece.
Yeah.
So how can you bring more sincerity to your relationships or the people in your life?
Well, by being honest about how I feel with myself first.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, I'm not enjoying this. I'm not enjoying pretending that this is okay because it's not. And I don't, and so when I can say it's not okay, I can say I don't have any control over how they behave, so I don't want any part of it. You know, I don't want it dripping on me. I don't want to deal with it. It's like, you know, and that's, I mean, this isn't just my neighbors. This is just everything in my life. Because
right.
if I do that, then I'm going to let the people send me the check late. I'm going to let them lie to me about, I'm going to say that's okay because I'm going to get the money eventually and I need the work. And it's like it colors everything. It's like I don't need to work for them. I can work for somebody that treats me differently. I can be friendly with people who treat me the way or that I can engage with in a way I enjoy. And so finally it was like, I don't enjoy this. I don't. So I'm not going to go.
Alana, can I call your attention to something?
Uh-huh.
So I want to call your attention to two things with your permission, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is, A, your desire to be more open, and you're absolutely right. Like, sincerity, openness, honesty all starts with self first. And so you being like, I don't have to have feelings that I don't have. I get to be who I am. And so I just want to call your attention to this conversation and this is for everybody, like, to how you move through the week. Like, oftentimes when you ask a woman, like, what does she want? She'll say, I don't want this. I don't want this. And so I want to invite you to be really, really mindful about how you use language. And I mean, you're a writer and you're brilliant at this, that you really work hard to say, this is what I want. Like, I want to have, and I'm going to give you an example, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but so what do I want? I want to be more open. I want to feel like I can express what's there.
I want to be around people who really value who I am. I want to get paid for my offerings and services in a timely manner. I want to express the creative work I'm here to express in the world. I want to feel happy, joyous, and free. And so it is a practice to do that. And I'm wondering if that's something that you'd be willing to, like, consciously pay attention to when you speak. Are you still there?
I'm here. But
oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you that one of the things that is, you know, that is very clear to me is before is if I clear out my closet, energy shifts. This is me clearing my closet. It is what I have been doing, and I'm changing it. And so one of the things I became aware of, is that I was going along and saying, okay, it's easier to do this than to say no. So I'm now saying to myself, no, I'm clearing this out of my closet. I don't want this. I can say, yeah, sure, I want brand new lovely clothes.
Okay, so let me ask you, this is good. Okay, so you said, I don't want this. What's the this that you don't want?
I couldn't say it. I've been saying it, is that I don't want to pretend any longer that this is okay when it's
beautiful.
Not.
Beautiful, okay. Okay, okay, perfect. Okay, I don't want to pretend that this is okay when it's not.
Right.
So what I'm hearing in that is I want to be honest about how I feel.
Right, that's the sincere part.
Yeah. So are you willing to say that right now? Like, I want to be honest about how I feel.
Yeah, I just did. I want to be honest about how I feel. It's not okay to pretend any longer that there are things, you know, I don't want
to. Do you notice the distinction? Do you notice the distinction? Like, there's an energetic distinction. And so I want you to know that I'm validating, A, how you feel,
uh-huh.
and I respect how you feel.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm suggesting is that, like, the energy of I don't want this, 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 like, it has us feel more hurt mm-hmm. and angry and shut off.
How about this?
But it's, but,
this
but,
is finished.
But it's a great
this
start.
This is finished. This is finished. What? That is what I'm saying. This is finished. This piece is finished.
Uh-huh.
This I've reached my limit on this, and I've done something to clear it out. So clearing is not bringing in. Clearing is getting rid of. And in order for me to...
And what are you inviting in?
Sincerity and honesty. I mean, that's what I've been contemplating. Is
okay.
If, you know, maybe I don't want, you know, when that woman said, maybe I don't want...
Would you slow down for just a minute? Because I want you to breathe here.
I'm trying to remember exactly what she said. I'm not sure I want a positive outcome.
That's okay. You can have whatever you want. But what I'm saying is...
No, that's what she said. And it
okay,
made
so
me
I'm
think.
Talking about, I'm talking about
right.
you right now in this moment. Can you slow down with me for just a moment?
Okay.
And I just really want you to slow down. Do your best to slow down. You're doing great right here. Is that you want, I want sincerity. I want to express exactly how I feel.
Right.
And there's an openness that happens when you say that, Alana. Are you willing to say those words right now just to try them on? And you can discard them if you don't like them. But for right now, in this moment, are you willing to say, I want sincerity? And I want to express myself, express my feelings as I feel them.
I want sincerity, and I want to express my feelings exactly as I feel them.
And could you say that one more time, but just really slow down and feel them?
I am sincere,
mm.
and I can express my feelings exactly as I feel them.
Alana.
Yeah.
I just want you to stop here. That was so powerful. And I don't want you to rush into the next thing. I just want you to sit with what you just said for a moment. And, like, there's a huge opening there. I am sincere. And I want and I deserve to express my feelings as I feel them. And so there's all this other stuff around it, whether it's the neighbor or other people, but the bottom line is your desire to express your sincerity in your life. So
right.
I'm just going to have us pause here for a moment. And there's a little bit more information or things that I want to share with you before we complete the call. But I just want you to, for this week, like you can create a mantra around your openness or your sincerity. And when any of those stories come up or things that feel disrespectful or offensive, that like you come back to, I am a sincere woman. I express myself fully. You know, whatever it is, those are just my words, and you,
right.
You have your own words, but I just want you to really find the mantra that fits for you in that way, because there's such a different tonality in your voice, Alana, and I don't know that you can hear it when you speak the truth of who you are as, like, I am this or I want this versus I don't want this. But I don't want this is a great place to start, because you can just flip it. It's like, okay, I don't want people that are mean to me. It's like, you know, I want people who are loving and who respect me, who appreciate my value, I want people who are warm to me in my environment, who appreciate seeing me. So I'm going to ask everyone to take a nice deep oxytocin breath. Thank you, Alana. So I'm just going to have us do, I'm going to ask you the question. We're going to go Sonia, Randy, Alana, Shia. What do you have on feminine genius? And we'll start with Sonia. Sonia, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I felt like it's funny.
It's hard to hear you.
Can you
hear me? Keep going.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear now.
Okay, all that distraction. What did you say?
What do you have on feminine genius?
Okay, that sounds so sexy, but it sounds elusive. Like, I have no idea. I need to meditate on that for an hour because I don't even know. It seems like an oxymoron, and that sounds mean to my own gender, but I'm clueless on that.
Thank you. Randy, what do you have on feminine genius?
Well, that feels, it just seems so powerful. Like that the world, it can't even deal with it. Feminine genius. And it's so, that we're not, you know, that we, feminine genius is so threatening. It just, that's what comes up for me.
Thank you. Alana, what do you have on feminine genius?
It's underrated.
Thank you. Shia, what do you have on feminine genius?
I feel that it is an honor to be born in a woman's body. I feel that feminine genius is seduction. It's seducing life because it is the author of life and the finisher and the bringer and the creator. It is the mother. It is the nurturer. It is genius because we can handle it, because our very essence is just amazing. It's just amazing because not only do we bring forth life and go through all of that, but when we apply those skills to what we're talking about, like abundance, then we totally come into sync with both sides of ourselves as the nurturer, and we nurture ourselves. And we think and we come up with a solution that's going to work. And if it's a little pain involved, we move through it just like we move through the pain of bringing forth a child, because we are, in fact, bringing forth a child. Mm-hmm. We are bringing forth life, our own lives, and our own sustenance and our own abundance in the process. Mm-hmm. So feminine genius is at the top of the line. Because we can do anything and everything. Because we are the beginning. We are the creation.
Beautiful. One more time. What do you have on feminine genius? Sonia Ramsey, Alana Shia.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. I do have something on it, because I just like, whoa, I just had to think about that. And because it actually felt kind of like a sexist statement and kind of offensive. And it's like I'm thinking in my head, am I playing male, you know, devil's advocate? Because why can't it just be genius, period? You know, like, I don't see a differentiation between feminine, masculine. Genius is just genius. So when you said feminine genius, it felt like a separatist kind of thing. It's not that your intention, but I'm sure it's what was in my head is like, you know, I'm not a man hater. I love men and I admire men. I respect men. And I see it more as an equal. So if I'm thinking more of equality, which is what I've always have felt more like equality, then I wouldn't want to separate it.
Thank you. Randy.
What do I have on feminine genius? It's interesting to think about and to celebrate feminine genius and to look for it and own it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And enjoy it, yeah.
Mm. Alana.
I don't have anything. I don't, it's not, there's no image coming to my mind of feminine genius, what that would look like, really.
Thank you. Shia.
Well, feminine genius would be, to me, to add to what I already said, it would be like genius is usually exceptional. Intellect or intelligence at the highest. And I feel that that's what women are.
Is someone home?
At the highest. And it doesn't mean that men aren't either. Me, of all people, wouldn't say that. But we're talking about women, and so I do honor the genius of women and the miracles
we continuously perform.
Beautiful. Okay, one last time. What do you have on feminine genius? And if you can mute yourself unless you're talking, that would be awesome.
Okay, let's see. Well, you know, now that I'm, like, relaxing into it, it sounds kind of sexy, which I'm coming full circle here because my first word was, you know, sexy. Like, it just sounds kind of sexy, and it feels good within my body. And, it, like, at first, like, genius makes me think of my mind, like my intelligence or my IQ. But feminine genius is, like, the feminine aspect of creativity, nurturing, power, ability to conjure, and that feels sexy and powerful and all-encompassing, you know, not exclusive, you know, to men, because men have the feminine aspect as well. So it feels delicious. Hearing that now.
Thank you, Randy.
What did I think? I thought of. I was thinking about what I was going to say, and then I slipped my mind now. Well, it feels very magical. I have that it's magical and very powerful.
Thank
and
you.
Not linear.
Mm. Ooh, that's a
Alana.
I still don't have anything.
Okay. Was there anything that you wanted to say, period?
No.
Okay. Shia?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh. Was there anything more on the feminine genius? Is that what the question is?
Yeah.
No, I'm complete.
Okay. Awesome, ladies. Well, thank you for doing that clearing on feminine genius. And the feminine can hold all of that, all of what you said. I'm not sure there's anything there. There is nothing there. There's a lot there. There's anger. There's love. There's creativity. Mm-hmm. If you could put your phone on mute. Thank you. So, one of the things that I heard in your feminine genius shares today was the intuitive hits that you get. You know, your intuition, like your hit to talk to this person or drive down this street or, you know, releasing something that you need to let go of. And the feminine genius, it's so vast that sometimes it doesn't make sense to the world around you that values science over art or thinking over feeling and sensing. And so I really invite you to just really sit with this idea of your own feminine genius. And it's so funny, you put words together. It could be like feminine genius, meaning like, oh, the feminine form of genius. Or you could look at it to be that the feminine is genius. And it's going to mean different things to each of you. And one of the ways that you can connect with it more is to do your spiritual rituals and practices. And you each have different ones, whether it's meditation or writing or movement or being in silence or nature or art. And doing things that really have you connect to your power as a woman. And whether that's like your ability to be creative, your ability to be in your body and feel your sensuality, your ability to give birth to a person or to a project, there's a uniquely feminine way, and you each touched on that. in your shares. And, like, when I heard Sonia and Randy earlier talking about, you know, giving themselves the time, not rushing around, moving at your rhythm allows you to open to your feminine genius. So if this affirmation or mantra resonates with you, I invite you to use it this week. I trust my feminine genius. And especially as you guys are doing amazing things that you're manifesting over the next 5 weeks, you know, all kinds of things can creep up. Like, is it going to work out? Can I do it? Am I good enough? Or I have to get ready, or I haven't done it before. And you get to relax into the space of, I trust my feminine genius. And so really what we're doing here, the desire to bloom into your abundance, is really about, at the core, you wanting to express more of who you are in the world and share your creative talent. So whether it's you're wanting to manifest a house or more money or complete a project, is that there's something in your soul that's seeking deeper expression. So if you can ask yourself, what are the ways that you're truly wanting to express yourself right now? And what are you really here to do? You know, the clearer you are on this and the more you actually sink into your desire, the more you're going to put yourself on the path of being magnetic to the people, places, and things that will allow you to carry that out. So one of the ways to know that you're in alignment with what you're wanting to create is that you experience greater and greater levels of synchronicity. So Sonia was saying, she's been going to this thing on Wednesday every week, and she never noticed the Mercedes dealership, you know, or she starts seeing the car everywhere, or the person you were thinking about calls, or you've been having this idea, and you talk to someone, and they're talking about the same idea. So these are all signals that you're on the right path. So this week's homework is to do a clearing on your creative talent. And I'm going to email this to you. You're going to do some journaling on this question. You know, what part of myself is really seeking expression right now? And you're going to document all the synchronicity you experienced this week. You know, and the last thing is you're going to come up with one way to monetize the creative talent you have and plan a course of action around it. So are there any questions about the love work for this week? Okay, so why don't we close with two questions, and the first will be, this is what I'm walking away with, or this is what I'm leaving with, or this is what's on my mind as I am closing out the call.
Okay, this is what I'm walking away with, is that it feels like doing this love work will be like work, and it will require some presence. But I feel like I am worth it. Like, what? Like, it matters. Like, suddenly, you know, that question, why am I here? You know, it's like, oh, it matters why I'm here. It matters that I'm here. Instead of, oh, it doesn't matter. No, it does matter. So that's what I'm walking away with, that it does matter that I'm here.
Thank you. Randy?
Yes, I'm here. One thing I'm walking away with is, you know, I'm excited about, yes, following my path of my desire and just, you know, letting the synchronicity unfold, like giving, not trying to control the outcome, just doing, you know, that it just gave me more encouragement tonight to do that.
Thank you.
That makes sense? Did it make sense?
It does make sense, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Alana? you there? Did we lose you?
Yeah, I was on mute.
Okay.
One of the first things that I said on the call was that I feel more open when I'm not defensive. Mm-hmm. And during the call, I felt that I had to defend what I was thinking and my explanation of things and then say things that weren't really my words. So I'm kind of, I mean, the thing that I did say, I wrote down and will think about this week. But I have to also think about my truth is my truth, and so I'm walking away with that.
Thank you, Alana. And I want you to know that I honor and value your truth, and you get to pick the words that resonate with you. And I was attempting to mirror back what I heard you say, which is that you want to be more open. And I only want you to use words that resonate with you. And so my goal is to, like, there's an energy with how we use language. And so I was just inviting you to, like, be mindful of how you use your language that still supports your truth in a way that has you feel open, because even our language can have us feel open or closed. So I'm really grateful that you're speaking your truth right now. And I want you to know that there's the space here to do that. And thank you for your honesty.
You're welcome.
Shia.
Yes?
The thing you're walking away with, or...
I'm really happy that all the women on the call are so giving and sharing, and I look at that as abundance in itself, that we're sharing with each other with the intention of growing and expanding, and I'm really proud of all of us, and I'm walking away with inspiration, with courage, with more faith in myself, with more love for myself, and for all of you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. And last question is, this is what I'd like to be acknowledged for.
Kindness to myself and others.
Thank you. I acknowledge you for your kindness to yourself and to others, Sonia.
Thank you, Khadija. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you, Shia.
How about you, Randy?
You know, right away I thought, I don't know. But then I thought, I would like to be acknowledged for my generosity of heart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ran. I acknowledge you for your honesty of heart, and I feel your honesty of heart. So.
I said generosity.
Generosity. Generosity.
Thank you.
Alana, what would you like to be acknowledged for?
My openness.
Thank you. Well, Alana, I acknowledge you for your openness and your openness in the moment. Like, just the last round you shared, hey, I felt defensive on the call. So I acknowledge you for being open and saying what was there.
Thank you.
Shia.
Let's see. Just for being me, I feel. Mm. I think just for being me.
Thank you, Shia. Well, we acknowledge you for being you and doing only what you can do your way. and we appreciate you showing up as you. So thank you, ladies, for an awesome call, for showing up for yourself and showing up for everybody here. And I will be emailing the homework, the love work for this week. And it isn't meant to be stressful and stress you out and, you know, follow your genius and intuition. And it's not meant to add more to your plate, but I recommend that you look at it and read what each of the pieces are, and then you decide what feels like you can do this week. So don't let it be another stress. Like, it really is love work. And if it doesn't feel that way, then maybe you're not ready to do that piece yet. So, all right. Feel free to unmute your phones and say goodnight to everyone.
Thank you, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Goddesses. Good night.
Oh, do I have it?